We're in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, in terms of laundering clothing, again, the prohibition is only to do laundry during the 9 days, and then to wear them, even to wear them afterwards. So you're definitely not allowed to wear them during that week, that is for sure. Meaning, even if you did the laundering before Shabbos, before the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear them during the 9 days. Mechaber continues, "V'nagu lesser afilu klei pishtam v'afilu b'kibush shalano bein lilbosh bein l'chabes ulaniach ve'ein l'haka b'davar kemen shenagu." So the Mechaber says, even though he brought the opinions which say that kibus is permissible, our kibus is permissible, and only gihitz it's prohibited, the minhag is that we aser even our kibus. And since that's what the minhag has become, you can't be poor together, you must follow that minhag. The Mechaber says, "V'kol shekein de'efshar d'midina nami aser." And for sure, it very well could be that our kibus is really prohibited, even midina, lahalacha, not even mitzad minhag. Sherei yesh mishakasav de'kibus shalanu karagi yitzel shal b'nei bavel. Shei mislabnim yafel afi shamei meyem heim akurim. Shei neretz harem ugvoz keretz yisrael. Kibus shal shal aratzos efshar shuk kibus sheretz yalva aser. Could be only in bavel we would say that kibus is permissible because their water didn't really clean the clothes well, but ours would be like the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael, which is prohibited, and therefore we can't launder clothing during the 9 days to leave it for afterwards or wear freshly laundered clothing. Another reason to prohibit wearing laundering clothing during the 9 days is because, according to some, the difference between kibbutz and gihutz is that kibbutz is only with water, whereas gihutz is with water and soap. And everybody uses soap when they launder clothing, so therefore, it is for sure going to be prohibited, and that's how we should be nohig. We should not launder clothing, even if we're not going to wear it on that day, during the 9 days. The Ramah adds, again, the Mechaber is only Machbid Bishavua Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, that's when you can't launder clothing. But the Ramah says, Ashkenazim are noeg to be Machmir starting from Rosh Chodesh for all 9 days, unless it's for mitzvah purposes, kagon isha loveshes levanim mutaris lachabes v'lilbo shelvanim latziach tateha, like a woman is allowed to wear white clothing, who's wearing white clothing because she's in nida or shivanakim, so then she'd be allowed to launder her clothing for during Tisha B'Av. Aval b'Tisha B'Av during the 9 days. Aval b'Tisha B'Av atzmo lo tibush levanim rak loveshes chaluk badak v'yafe. But during the on Tisha B'Av itself, she would not be allowed to wear the freshly laundered white underwear. So too for Kavod Shabbos, that's considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing and use a freshly laundered tablecloth. You're not allowed to give clothing to a non-Jewish dry cleaners to clean your clothing during the 9 days, but you're allowed to give it before Rosh Chodesh, and then even if they're going to do the laundering during the 9 days, that's permissible because that's considered to be a daita d'nafshe. If you only have one piece of clothing to wear, so then you'd be allowed to launder the clothing from Rosh Chodesh until the beginning of the week of Tisha B'Av. Even the Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah says, even Ashkenazim or Mekel, if you have no clothing, that there's more of a tzad l'hakel during the days before Shavuot Shechalbo, even for Ashkenazim. Whereas once you hit Shavuot Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av actually falls out, so then you would have to be makbid not to launder clothing, even if you have no other clothing to wear. So we see that l'kavod Shabbos, you'd be allowed to launder clothing. However, shaving and a haircut, the Mishnah Berurah says, would still be prohibited, since we don't normally shave every week. So since that's the language of the Magen Avraham, there are some who are matir to shave l'kavod Shabbos even during the 9 days, but the majority are machmir even in that situation. So we see that you're not allowed to launder clothing during the 9 days or wear freshly laundered clothing during the 9 days. So what is one to do in order to get out of this issue? So first of all, when it comes to big days daya, underwear, undershirt, stuff like that, the minhag is generally to be makel regarding those clothing which get all sweaty, that you'd be allowed to change those because if it's clothing that you normally change, so then you would be allowed to change it and even wear freshly laundered underwear, etc. But what about shirts and pants? So some say, Rav Nissim Karel, it says you should put it on the ground or step on it a little bit so that it gets a little bit dirty or so that it gets no longer has its clear creases, and then you'd be allowed to wear it. What about if you wore them just for a minute or something like that? Would that allow you to then wear them on during the 9 days? So some are make even regarding that also, that if you realize Erev Rosh Chodesh, you realize, oh, I don't have any, all my clothing are freshly laundered, so you want to start putting on clothes for 10 minutes or something like that in order that they not be freshly laundered. So some are make for that. Again, others say that you have to put it on the ground and crumple it up so that it's no longer freshly pressed. We saw that you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing on Shabbos Chazon. So would you be allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos Chazon in order to allow yourself to wear it during the 9 days so that it would no longer be freshly laundered? So the Kaf HaChaim says that that's Hachana. If your intention is for Hachana, then it would not be okay. And the Rav Nissen Karelitz also says you'd not be allowed to do so, because again, that is Hachana. Whereas others say that if you're wearing it for the purpose of Shabbos, so then it's okay. It's only once you start wearing more clothing in order to, clearly you're doing it for Hachana purposes, so that's when it will be prohibited. Siv Dalid, Lachar Atinus, Mutter Lasapur Lachabes Miyad. Once Tisha B'Av ends, the Machaber says you're allowed to cut your hair and wash clothing, launder clothing right away. Even eating meat and wine would be permissible immediately. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that later on in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Ches, I'm going to quote the Achronim who say that the minhag is to actually wait until after Chatzos in order to do so, and that's what he says later on. There's a Machlokas Achronim, whether we should be Nohig to wait until Chatzos on the 10th day of Av for kibbutz and haircuts also, or just for meat and wine. And he says it's, you really shouldn't be makil in that situation. That's why we wait for everything until after Chatzos on the 10th of Av. One point that we didn't make last time is there's some who are makil regarding the 3 weeks to shave during the 3 weeks, because Rav Soloveitchik said that the 3 weeks is comparable to Yud Beis Chodesh, and therefore, just as an Aval shaves during Yud Beis Chodesh, if he's told that he doesn't look good, Achi Gar B'Chaveiro, so then he'd also be allowed to shave during the 3 weeks.